Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, Season 6, Episode 10. For today's episode, we'll be taking a life lesson from the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam was one of the prophets of Almighty Allah who spoke to Almighty Allah directly and was given the holy book of the Torah. And the lesson I want to share today is a lesson I learned from the very beginning of the prophet's life. The prophet was born in a year when the tyrant Pharaoh, Fir'aun, of the time, had gotten a message that a child was going to dethrone him, and he went on a rampage of killing every baby that had been born that year. But because Almighty Allah is the best of planners, his mother was inspired by Almighty Allah to put him in a basket and then put him on the river, where the Pharaoh's wife saw him and decided to not only adopt him, but also begged her husband to spare his life. And the mother even got to care for him as a nurse. Who would have thought of that beautiful change of events? First off, you're afraid of your child dying, and then you finally get the inspiration to put your child on the river so maybe it can swim to another land. But your child doesn't swim away to another land, but gets adopted by the queen of the land, whose husband is the one in charge of those that are killing. And then she not only adopts your child, but she also begs her husband to spare him. And also think about it on the other hand. Fir'aun goes about killing innocent babies in order to make sure that this dream of a child dethroning him not come to life happens. But guess what? The child that ends up dethroning him is a child that he fed and trained under his own household. Almighty Allah is definitely the best of planners. And only Almighty Allah could have planned that so perfectly and so beautifully. And this is why, as Muslims, we must learn to trust the plan that Almighty Allah has for our lives. We must be willing to give up control, let go, and hold on to the one who has created us, has planned out every detail of our life, both significant and insignificant. When we make dua to Almighty Allah, we should have complete trust and absolute belief in the help that we have sought, and that Almighty Allah will answer us at the best time for us in the most beautiful of ways. That will be beneficial for us, not just in this world, but in the hereafter. As human beings, it's very difficult. But believe me, whether you give up control or not, the plan that Almighty Allah has for your life is always going to supersede whatever plan that you have for yourself. But imagine the beautiful rewards you will gain along the way when you let go of control and put your complete tawakkul in Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah make it easy for us to continue to rely solely on Him and nobody else. Our dua prompt today is going to be a dua from Surat Al-Qasas. This is a dua that was said by Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and it reads, "My Lord, I am indeed in need of any good you may send down to me. Ameen." May Almighty Allah continue to make this Ramadan open up a lot of areas of goodness in our lives, both spiritually and physically. Ameen. Have yourself a fantastic and beautiful iftar. Thanks for listening!